You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher, on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Number one, you can write this down. He gives you a new life. Somebody say that with me. He gives you a new life. 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." That means you get a new pattern for living, not the old pattern. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9 says this, "Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God." In other words, whoever has been refathered by God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he's been refathered by God. You say, "Well, wait a minute, Pastor, I got a problem with that, because this week alone I sinned at least 12 times, and that's the 12 I know about. There's more I probably don't know about." Well, listen, when you read this, you've got to read this thing in context, and you've got to read it with the full understanding of the word. This scripture does not mean that you cannot fail. That's not what he's talking about. You need to understand how this thing was written when it was written to us. Literally, what he is saying is this: whoever has been born of God does not then habitually carry out a lifestyle of sin. It means you're out there sinning on purpose. Come on, help me, amen. That don't mean that you don't mess up from time to time. That don't mean that you don't fail from time to time. That's why we got the grace of God in our life. That's why we've been sealed with the promise. Let me tell you something. There ain't nothing more powerful than the blood of Jesus. Not your sin, not anybody's sin. Come on, are you here this morning? Amen. But what he's saying is that person does not continue to live in a lifestyle of sin. Why? Because the seed of God lives in him. And when you got the seed of God in you, then you can't live with a lifestyle of sin. How many know that before you were born again, the Bible says this about you? It says that you had the nature of a child of disobedience. Every one of us had the nature of a child of disobedience. Amen? And the Bible says that we were all children of wrath. Somebody say wrath. In other words, we were always looking for an opportunity to do whatever it was we wanted to do. But this is what he says. He says, you've been refathered. You've been refathered by God. You no longer live as the children of disobedience. You have now become the children of God. Why? Because you had a nature change. So just because you sin does not mean that you're not a child of God. Hello, come on, somebody. You know what? Every now and then I might mess up. Every now and then I'll sin. Every now and then I'll stumble. But that's not my nature. I have the nature of God. I used to do things a certain way, and I used to act a certain way, and I used to go off and I would sin, and I'd go to bed at night, didn't even bother me, wouldn't even keep me up. I'd go right to sleep, sleep good. Didn't even care if I sinned back then, amen? But the moment I got born again, when I messed up, I'd go to bed at night, and I lay on my pillow, and God wouldn't let me go to sleep. Why? Because I got a new nature. God would deal with me about what I did that was wrong so I could get it right with him or get it right with whomever, so I knew that I was right with God. And the reason why he did that is because I've got a godly nature. If I was in my old nature, I wouldn't really care. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, well, how can I know if I'm saved? Because you know you're saved if you get convicted when you mess up. Huh? If you keep on sinning and you don't act like it's no problem and it don't bother you, then you probably ain't saved. Come on, somebody. Amen. Somebody say, I got a new life. Second thing I want you to see is this. We live as people who overcome. We live as people who overcome. 1 John chapter 4 says this. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world. Whoever has been refathered by God overcomes the world. That means it don't matter what comes against you. You've already overcome it. Doesn't matter what trial that you enter into. You've already overcome it. You've got, listen to me, you've got the power on the inside of you to overcome it. And God don't keep no record. Listen, God's not keeping records of your sin. There's no record. We watch them skits where people hold up all the signs. I'm an adulterer. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. And then somebody comes and puts a little thing on it and says, Jesus paid the debt for all of it. Well, that's a great thing because we know he paid the debt, but that's not completely accurate, ladies and gentlemen. Because when God washed your sins away, there was nothing written on anything. It's not like he pulled it up out of the file and go, yeah, you were an adulterer. No, when you got born again, God took everything in your past and he run it through a paper shredder. There ain't no record of it. There ain't nothing left of it. He just took care of all of it. He washed it clean. It's gone. Come on, somebody. And he's given you the power to overcome those things in your life. Amen. Woo. I call it creation determinism. Creation determined. I've been created for more. Number three, when you've been refathered by God, you learn to walk in love. You learn to walk in love. Somebody say, I got to walk in love. 1 John 4:7 says this, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. It's the nature of God to be a lover. I mean, that's his nature. Amen. Don't tell me that you're madly in love with Jesus and holding a grudge against somebody. Come on, you better hear me. Don't tell me you're madly in love with Jesus and you're offended by the color of somebody's skin. Come on, hello? And you judge people by the way they act or you judge people by what they do. Don't tell me you're in love with Jesus if you do that.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Shepherds first saw him a babe in the hay. That's how it started that first Christmas day. While off in another land, three wise men came with gifts for a king child, Christ Jesus his name. Both shepherd and wise man, in God's eyes the same. For every man Jesus came. The wise men, they traveled, their faith was so strong. They sought the Messiah, their journey so long. And just like the shepherds, the Savior they found. God's guiding star led them there safe and sound. The shepherds were the first to look on the King. The wise men came after with rich gifts to bring. Both shepherd and wise man, in God's eyes the same. For every man Jesus came. From the lowly to the proud, God loves all the same. Let his love into your life, friend, that is why Jesus came. So if you are traveling in search of a king, just listen to these simple words that I sing. Christ Jesus came here for the great and the small. Where you came from doesn't matter at all. God's love reaches out to each woman and girl, each man and boy, everyone in this world. Both shepherd and wise man, in God's eyes the same.